This is GamesAtWork.biz with Phaedra Boinodiris, Sandy Kearney, Michael Martin, and Michael Rowe. Your weekly podcast about gaming technology and play. The thoughts and opinions on this podcast are those of the hosts and guests alone and not the opinions of any organization which we have been, are, or may be affiliated with.
This is episode 92, Premium Currency Redux.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Michael Rowe here on a beautiful Friday, sometime in the past, because it's in the future right now. But anyway, so we have a very exciting face-to-face episode this week with my co-host and friend, Michael Martin.
Mono a mono.
That's it. On a mono microphone. So we have an exciting show, and it's different than any other show ever. No, not really. We're going to talk about some games that we're playing right now.
Yes. Some interesting things that these games are doing.
Yes.
And satirical aspects of these games, perhaps, even?
There might be some satire in it, but I'm more into the evil aspect of these games.
Evil. As in, welcome to the dark side, we have cookies? Evil?
As in, I'm going to be a freemium model, and I'm really, really going to start playing with your currencies.
Okay. Well, if someone's going to start playing with my currencies, I'd like to know about it.
Yes. So what we're talking about, a couple of different games out right now that we've been playing and we've talked about on the show for some time. There's the Family Guy game.
Yes.
Which you are a big fan of.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't say I'm a big fan.
You're such a big fan that you want it all to yourself.
No. I'm happy to share. I just didn't want to share all my contacts on Facebook with it.
They already have them.
I know.
They already have them. Anyway, then there's the Simpsons Tapped Out game.
Sure.
Right? We've talked about that one ad nauseum.
Yeah, played it for years.
Years, years, I tell you. And then there is the game that Simpsons decided to recently make fun of, which is Clash of Clans.
I've seen lots of ads for that game. I know it's a popular game. I really should try to play it because I haven't yet.
Yes.
So I will download said game sometime this weekend and give it a shot.
Yes. Now, the interesting thing about that one, I remember one of our friends, Bill Higgins, is big hooked on Clash of Clans.
Okay, good. So he'll need to be one of my friends, is what you're saying, right?
I don't know how to find friends in Clash of Clans.
Okay. They find you?
Yeah. It's kind of a guildy thing. I think you can connect to your friends in Game Center on iOS.
Okay.
But I haven't figured that part out either, but even though I've been playing it for some time. And so let's make fun of that game for a few seconds.
I can make fun of things I don't know about really well.
Right. So the basic the basic idea, like all other games, is it's a farming game. I'll call it that, even though it's not farming. You're raiding other people's villages to steal their gold and their elixir,
mm-hmm.
and you have to level up and build a little village or your clan and. There's technology trees, and you get wizards, and you get dragons, and you get big boss guys, and
is it an NPC sort of thing, or do you have to have friends in order to be playing this game?
You can play it by yourself.
Yeah.
And what you end up with is there is a set of adventures, if you want to call them that.
Sure.
Little mini quests of raiding the goblin villages that will give you gold and elixir so you can level up.
Okay.
Now, in theory, you could just slowly, slowly do that for a very long time and build up your clan.
Mm-hmm.
However, the game really encourages you to raid other people's clans.
Okay. But other people, like real people.
Real people, not an NPC.
Okay.
Now, the thing about that is, that's interesting, is your raids steal their gold and elixir and destroy their buildings.
Cool.
So they slow down because you attack them.
So it really is a economy. It's a zero-sum economy game in that sense.
Well,
I mean, there's still creation.
There's creation over time.
Velocity of currency and elixir, but it's slower.
And, of course, there are gems that speed things up, and those are your premium currency.
Yes, okay.
And so even if you decided I'm never going to play against anybody else,
they can still come find me.
Your village will be raided. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. So
do
that's,
I know who raided me?
Yes.
Okay.
And you can get revenge.
Is that worth more?
Well, you can't get revenge if they're currently actively playing in the game.
Oh.
You can't get revenge if their clan has been destroyed, because then they get a shield. Depending on how bad the attack is, the shield goes up to a day. Or they can spend premium currency to get like 5-day shields, which you would use in order to level up your golden elixir that you're mining, in order to level up your city or your clan, in order to better withstand or provide attacks.
Right. Okay. Because I'm sure it's like, you know, mob generators and stuff. If you've got a bigger city, you make more dragons, you have a better chance.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, so that's the whole model. It goes on ad nauseum. Yes. Now, the Simpsons have been having for some time Tapped Out, right?
Yeah.
Which had friendly things. Go to your friends person and get friend points. Yeah. And so they recently introduced a version of it. Well, not a version, an update that became, oh, what do they call it? Clash of Castles.
Okay.
And when you look at their startup screen, it basically is a take on the Clash of Clans startup screen with the warriors, the wizards, the elves, and the goblins. Okay.
Appropriate.
Yep. And then when you go into Simpsons, you meet a Homer clone who is a barbarian.
Okay, yeah, I've seen him in the game.
And the Homer clone barbarian gets you to build your castle, which generates nerds. And you take the nerds and you use them to attack other people's castles.
So they're nerds N, not KN or anything. Right?
Yes, okay. Yes. And so the basic premise here is...
Can I defend with geeks?
The same as Clash of Clans. Mm-hmm. And they actually, very tongue-in-cheek, not even tongue-in-cheek, very obviously say, hey, we're making fun of this other game.
Okay.
Well, when you level up some of the quests, which is awesome.
Sure.
However,
yes,
when you start out, what they are really doing is getting you to burn donuts. Because to level up your castle,
yes,
to get certain components of your castle in order to clear quests, in order to level up your castle, you're highly incented to burn donuts.
Yeah, but that's the whole story.
Much worse than it has been prior to this.
Okay.
And on top of that now, in the Simpsons world where you're building your city and your town and everything, you now have other people attacking, who are not in your friends list, attacking your buildings and destroying your income.
In your town?
In your town. So they have taken the entirety of that game and stuck it in the Simpsons game. And they've done it in such a way that really starts incenting this burn of premium currency. And they've introduced two new currencies, Elixir and Gold, sounds familiar, that you need in order to build up the things to defend Springfield.
Okay.
So what's really, and to generate more nerds in order to use your nerds to attack and defend.
All right. So I think I'm getting it, but it's really just a ploy to get you to buy premium currency, donuts, and to spend premium currency, donuts, in the Simpsons game.
Yes. Brilliant.
Well, yeah, but that was the whole purpose all along, right? The Simpsons game works when you buy donuts in order to then use those donuts and spend them on in-game options you couldn't otherwise get.
Brilliant and evil at the same time. Because now you have to spend donuts for regular Simpsons stuff.
Right.
And you need donuts for nerds in order to build your castles and defend. So what they've done is they've done a really good evil job of turning up the premium currency drip.
Okay.
And the premium currency of the nerds is different. They use 20-sided dice instead of donuts. So you end up with multiple premium currencies all attacking your wallet. Brilliant!
Okay, so let's kind of continue the metaphor here a little bit more. So I now have an element of my town that's been wrecked by a former friend or some random person.
Some random person, right?
Because which could be the AI.
Which could be the AI, because what I found really interesting on the random cities to attack, they tend to have a lot of the premium buildings.
Well, so if I go and wreck some other random person's premium building, that building is now gone.
Nope. They have to rebuild it.
And that rebuilding will take either time or cost donuts?
Nope. It's that actually they've done quite nicely friendly. So if we were to look at, say, my town, which of course nobody watching or listening to this podcast can see.
Yes. Well, we could take a picture of it.
We could take a picture and we could find a building under attack, which would have a little shield over it, which means there's an attack going on. And of course, I can't find any right now. It's kind of nice to actually do a podcast face to face because you can show this to the person you're talking with.
Yes.
But of course, I have no samples of it. So if it had a shield over it, attack is going on right now. Right. And the attacks go faster the more nerds you use in your attack.
Okay.
If it were a destroyed building that just shows the foundation, you could touch it and rebuild it.
And it just takes time to rebuild.
No, it just rebuilds.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So it's damaging to your psyche perhaps a little bit, but
just enough to make you go, "Oh, I want revenge."
Right.
And you can get instant revenge by burning premium currency of 20-sided dice.
And these 20-sided dice are available when you buy them with donuts, right?
Yes. So if I were to go to premium, and we scroll all over the donuts. Actually, I should do these premiums.
Yep, there it is. Right.
So you burn donuts to buy 20-sided die, and you get a single die with 9 donuts.
Right.
Or you get armies of nerds that you pay donuts for. It's like I said, I'm not saying they're doing anything wrong or different. I'm saying they've done a really good job of turning up the fire on the burn your premium currency.
Yeah, so now if we kind of combine this into the business aspect, right?
Brilliant!
Well, maybe, don't know, right? How would we apply the use of premium actions, speed up actions, for example, to speed up transactions, encourage more people to do this, maybe encourage a little more competition?
Well, I would use the Family Guy example.
Yeah.
Where you have I don't even know the guy's name, the character's name, but I recently got him after building the candy shop.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I would use the 4-hour candy shop play, which is beat low paid workers harder.
Okay, not exactly where I would go, but tell me about your idea a little bit.
It's called sarcasm.
Okay. Thank you.
But I'm trying to tie it to all three games that we're talking about, right? Because there's a great bug in Family Guy that I found.
Tell me about the bug.
The bug generates clams.
Oh. Really?
Yes.
A premium currency generating bug?
Well, every time I go into the friends city,
yes,
of the generic friend,
yes,
there's one person on that screen that drops a clam if I touch them first. Every single time.
Peter.
No.
Really?
It's not Peter.
Who is it?
Can't tell you.
Oh,
it's my secret.
What, you worried that they're going
to... No, I don't remember her name. It's the daughter.
Oh, Meg.
Meg.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see if that continues to work.
It's been working for the couple of weeks that I've been playing that stupid, stupid game. Which has taken the
fun out of it.
The pain to level up things, right?
Yeah.
It's all random drops.
Yeah, you're right. That game has an awful lot of the randomness associated with getting what you need to accomplish the next task.
Yes.
But we already know from psychology that if you were always able to get the cookie when you press the lever,
yes,
you stop pressing the lever at some point. But when the lever
depends on what type of cookie it is
on a random basis, or sometimes provides you with more cookies.
Well, it never provides more cookies. It always does it random, and it does it slow. Mm. And it tells you the level of random, right? So rare, yeah. Extremely rare. And you're trying to get, let's say, Felicia Day to show up in your little Family Guy town.
Yeah, exactly.
Takes forever.
It takes a long time.
No, forever. It took forever to get Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, Patrick Stewart took a while to get into town, too. But at least he's, you know, creating pesticides now on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Which is something that I know Patrick Stewart in real life would do.
He does, constantly. He uses Shakespeare in order to create pesticides.
Absolutely. So my thinking is the premium currency gives us some opportunities to accelerate tasks. And we've talked about this once before, mm-hmm. I think. So my thinking hasn't really taken big steps forward in this space, but you know what if there were things that allowed you to quickly get past, you know, some of the grind work and get to more interesting work?
Like outsourcing.
I'm thinking on an individual basis, not on large basis.
Mechanical Turk is a perfect example of individual outsourcing.
So, okay, I see what you're saying. So you could say, hey, I could decide I want to outsource, you know, this grinding activity that I'm doing. I'm creating TPS reports.
Yep.
And instead of, you know, spending the next 3 hours doing TPS reports, I could say I will apply my premium currency to Mechanical Turk those TPS reports, and then I could go do something else.
Yes.
All right, so we've got some examples of some games that are doing some very interesting game mechanics to get people to pay the premium currency or pay for premium currency items in game with real hard currency out of game. So the question I have for you, Michael, is have you yet bought any donuts or clams in Elixir or whatever, gems, I guess it is, in
nope.
Clash of Clans? Have you bought any of those items on
no.
those games?
No, and it's one of the reasons why the games are becoming less and less fun.
Yeah, okay, so they might be becoming less and less fun, but how long again have you played the Simpsons Tapped Out game?
Jeez.
It's 2 years, isn't it?
3 years, I think. Which is pretty freaking crazy.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a complete waste of time.
I that game goes in and out of my fashion.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. Every time I raid your town.
Well, I'm not raidable at the moment because I'm not yet at the level where I've got castles and other nerds and stuff. So I did upgrade. I mean, that was one of the things that's a failing of that particular game, because what it does is it requires a substantial amount of free space to download all of the updates.
I swear, I think it's over a gig now in size.
It is.
It's a huge file.
And so I have to keep deleting video and all this other stuff. And for me, it's like, you know, and then the authentication, you know, I use 1Password. I enjoy using 1Password, and I'm kind of upset that, you know, I can't cut and paste the password.
Ah.
You know, so that's another
thing. But wait till iOS 8.
Yeah, well, that'll help. That'll help. So I'm looking forward to that as well. What else was I going to say? So I haven't paid for these in-game currencies either. I do collect, you know, the donuts and the clams.
Have you burned the ones you've collected?
Not all of them. I wind up saving a lot of them.
Yeah.
So, like, to get Felicia Day in my...
You burned clams.
I bought the planetarium.
Yeah, see.
Okay, you say it.
The planetarium?
Yes, exactly. So that we could, I could more quickly get the telescopes.
Yeah.
But then I had to, I keep on thinking of it as Slurm. And I know it's not Slurm. It's what's it? Blast.
Blast. Yeah. Or Blam or something Blam. Like that.
Yeah. So that I keep having to collect more of those. So even once you get Felicia Day,
yeah.
I won't tell you
There's something else that's going to make it worse.
But once you, once she's now freed and available, then you have to go collect more slurm.
Of course.
To do the next thing.
Yes, always.
Which is very frustrating.
Yes. But one of the things I did find funny, really funny, in Simpsons, and you haven't seen this yet.
Yeah.
But there's a Futurama reference coming up.
Oh, nice.
And it was like that fast of a reference. But and it, I laughed.
But it could be something that it goes into next, right? You could go to the Futurama world when you think about it.
Well, not with you know, Simpsons. Yes. Because I forgot Simpsons started from Life is Hell.
Yes.
Life in Hell.
Yes, Life in Hell.
Because I've got those comics upstairs.
Yeah. So I guess where I am on all this is what keeps me playing these games, and I know what keeps you playing the games, are the constant drip of the writers.
Yes.
Putting in references like the Futurama one you just said, because it's funny, and you're kind of coming back for the next reference.
Right.
So
after 6 months of grinding, building little buildings, getting dollars. By the way, I do have the cubic zirconium. I don't know if you noticed
that. Yeah, I did see that you finally collected enough money.
And now there's another new, higher level, worthless thing to build.
Yes, which I still haven't done. I've got like 2 million in currency. You know,
yeah, I'm at 4 right now.
Which allows
five.
Me to quickly build the new thing when the new thing comes.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for that. And I've just stopped buying the extra worthless stuff.
Ah. But then you have cool things that are worthless.
Yeah, the
because they don't even generate any currency.
No,
they just look
space.
Cool. Anyway, I know we're out of time. And this was kind of a mindless, rambling, fun episode to talk about some of the games we're playing right now.
Mm-hmm. And how they apply to work.
That's right. Because that's what we do at gamesatwork.biz. So, we'd love to hear your feedback, what games you're playing right now, any interesting things going on there, and we'll talk to you all again soon at Games at Work. Bye.
See ya.
You've been listening to gamesatwork.biz, the podcast about gaming technology and play. We are part of the Blueberry Podcasting Network, and we'd like to thank the band Random Encounters for their song, Big Blue. You can follow us on Twitter at gamesatwork_biz or at our website at gamesatwork.biz.